Welcome back. 7:20 p.m. and you're listening to Speaking Freely, broadcasting live from the FMT Insurance Studios here in Knoxville. We're on Knoxville Talk, 92.3 FM and AM 760 WETR. Always taking those calls on the Pure Magic Hotline, 865-888-TALK. It's 865-888-8255. You can tweet us at Speak Freely TN. You can check out our live stream on Facebook. We've got video in the studio, Speaking Freely. I'm excited to introduce our guest tonight, Mr. Larry Rhodes with the Digital Free Thought Radio Hour. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for taking the time, man.
Sure.
On a Friday night of all days.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we've been trying to do this for a while, though.
It has been. We've been working on it for, what, 2 or 3 months?
Yeah.
I'm set it up.
Really glad it worked out. I actually met Larry several months ago when I went to the Atheist Society of Knoxville meeting. It was a lot of really great people, really nice people that I met there. And you guys do that every Thursday, is it? Or every Wednesday?
It's every Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Now that we have a TV show that comes on every Wednesday.
Okay.
And my radio show comes on Wednesdays too, so you may be confusing that.
Is the Wednesday night show, is that similar to the Atheist Experience type shows they do out in Texas?
We try to pattern our show after them.
Okay.
So it's a call-in show. Anybody in the community can call in. Actually, we've got calls from all over the country.
Gotcha.
We don't get as many calls as they do. They pretty much make their entire show out of the calls.
Right.
But we may get one or two calls, three.
You don't get the crazy disgruntled people very much?
Sometimes. Sure. We get our share.
Understood. Yeah. Well, we've obviously got Mr. Larry Rhodes in here. I'm Josh Eckel, your host. We've got Justin Cornett here as well. He didn't leave during the break. He stuck around.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
I didn't die either, so that's good.
You didn't. Mm-hmm. We've got 45 minutes left. You just got to stay alive.
I know, right?
45 minutes. but again, as I said, Larry's background is in the Atheist Society of Knoxville and the radio show.
I founded the Atheist Society of Knoxville.
What year was that?
In 2002.
Okay.
So it's 15 years now, 15 and a half. We've got over 800 members now.
That's awesome. Well, I saw an article this week, Larry, that I really thought would be interesting for us to start talking about. I'll kind of introduce it to the listener. So there was an article that came out in the Tennessean this week. It was about Gail Jordan. She's a Democrat who's running for state senate in, I think, District 14. And it's a special election because the senator that was sitting in the position before her was tapped by Trump for some sort of federal level position, and now the seat's vacated. So she's, from what I understand, one of the only real atheist candidates that's been announced in recent history and gotten this far.
Mm-hmm. There haven't been any in Tennessee, as far as I know, at that level.
Understood. Yeah. Because I know we had some city council candidates.
We did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In Knoxville that were atheist, and I remember that caused a lot of drama, as it always does.
Yep.
But so Jordan, she doesn't believe in God. She doesn't make it her focus of her campaign. Her quote on it was, "Hey, it's incidental to who I am." But the Republican Party has really hammered that, like,
as you would expect.
Yeah, like as their primary issue.
Right.
So what was Randy McNally came out and said, and this was a tweet about Gail Jordan. He said, "In my 40 plus years of politics, I've seen few candidates as dangerous as Gail Jordan. We need to strongly reject her assault on faith and our Tennessee values." You know, I don't think not having faith is an assault on faith. I think it's a little extreme.
Right.
But there are a lot of quotes
To me, it just shows how concerned they are and how weak faith is as an epistemology. If they were really strong about how their faith can, you know, advance them and hold them up and all that, why would they worry about somebody who wasn't part of their religion and didn't have faith?
Right.
But it's such an assault on them just to exist.
It's crazy to me that it does cause so much offense just by them being in that race.
Existing.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I wanted to cover, because I think that when you look in Tennessee politics, I mean, obviously the non-religious are about, what, 14-15% of the electorate?
And that's just non-religious. A lot of those people do believe in God. They're deists. They don't have any particular religion that they use to express their belief in a deist God. Some of them are spiritual, but not religious. I'd say only about 5 or 6 or 7% are actually atheist.
Understood. Yeah, you know, I heard numbers as low as 1%. I heard that it was even lower than that. But that blew me away, because it was really the negative vitriol. So I guess my point is, if you want to focus on her as an individual, which really should be the way politics
works. That's the way it should be, yeah.
Right, then you would focus on her stance. Because again, I'm more a libertarian. I think that I'm not for gun control, right? I'm not for increased taxation. These are things that she's a proponent for gun control. There's several different things that she's come out on that have just been, again, more associated with the left. Focus on the issues.
Right. Character assassination is a deeply ingrained part of campaign politics in this world. So to pretend that this is something different is absurd. I mean, that's everybody goes after character. And nobody goes after policies because the policies don't tend to be that different.
I almost wonder if it would be as socially acceptable to go after her if she was, say, a Muslim or, say, not a sect of Christian.
No, it's socially acceptable to go after atheists. It always has been, and I guess it will be for a while yet. But it's one of the things that it's like a socially acceptable racism almost, only because they have been painted with such a black brush or a dark brush, tarred and feathered verbally, if you will, by the religious people.
Yeah.
For the history of man.
Yeah. No. Let me read this to you later. Uh-huh. This is a quote from the Tennessee Constitution. This is Article 9, Section 2.
Right.
It says, no person who denies the being of God or a future state of rewards and punishment shall hold any office in the civil department of the state. That's obviously been completely slapped down federally because.
Mm-hmm. But we're one of 9 states who have that in their constitution. So, I mean, that is put into the rule of law for years before it was knocked down.
Right. And, I mean, think that that's an obvious, complete and total
that is
in opposition to the no religious test clause of the Constitution.
That is.
Yeah.
I'll give you that all day long.
It's crazy that that's still there. I just can't even believe it.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a founding document. You don't go changing founding documents. I mean, they're historical documents, so, you know, they have to be left the way they were as a record of how we were at that time.
I disagree. I think if there's an amendment process to it.
No, I'm not talking about amendments. I'm talking about the actual document, that they wrote at that particular time. You don't go changing that document.
Oh, yeah, the Tennessee Constitution.
It's a historical document. It's like trying to go in and actually changing the U.S. Constitution. We can amend it all day. That's fine.
Yeah.
But we don't go in and change the founding document of the country.
Could they pass an amendment to the Tennessee Constitution that, say, remove that or, you know?
Well, the amendment has been made, I'm sure, to the Constitution, saying that it's no longer valid. But it's not. We never changed the wording of the document because you don't change the wording of a founding document.
Understood.
Right. But the amendment process amends the meaning.
Sure.
That would be something I'd like to see because, I mean, that just seems an absolute contradiction to the, you know, no religious test clause. Mm-hmm. But again, I thought this would be an interesting segue for you as an individual. I wanted to ask you though, just fundamentally on your level, what brought you to your current worldview? Just trying to dig into that.
Well, I'm sure you, most of your listeners, or very few of them, actually know any atheists. So I'd like to give a little bit of a background.
This group, I think a lot of them would know, actually.
I don't know.
I think I'm the rare bird.
Okay. About myself, just so people will know where I'm coming from.
Sure.
I was born in Tennessee. I was born in West Tennessee. I'm a Navy veteran. I got out of the Navy in 72, and I took the GI Bill to go to college, and I went here to Knoxville. And I've been living here in Knoxville as an atheist ever since college. I turned to an atheist in college. I'm a gun owner. I have a carry permit. I earned my black belt in Ishinryu Karate under Harold Long and Alan Wheeler, some big names in Ishinryu in the history of Knoxville. And I believed in God up until I was 22. That's when I went to college. And that was after the Navy. Now, as far as some of your listeners may not think I'm an actual atheist, I mean, nobody's an actual atheist, I hear people say. You know, they don't exist. Well, I started asking in 2002. We talked about that. It's been 15 years. But I've been an atheist for 40, you know, since 2002, 45 years, I guess. I have a weekly atheist call-in radio show. I have an atheist blog. I was the first executive producer of the TV show that we talked about and a regular host. And I was a past president of the Rationalists of East Tennessee, which is even older atheist group, free-thinking group, older than Atheist Society of Knoxville.
How long have they been around? They've been around since, what, the 70s?
20 years.
20 years? Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
20-something.
Gotcha. Okay. So when you went to college, what was it in your mind that really – shifted you? Because obviously you held that belief and then shifted.
Some people like religion. Some people don't really care for it, but they don't know it's an option that you cannot, that you don't subscribe to it. I never liked religious leaders. They're always grinning at you, have your hand out like a salesman. They're always wanting you to do something or give them money. I just never liked them, but I never knew it was an option not to believe in God because I was raised in a Christian home. The local officials of my hometown were believers. The police were believers. The right. mayor, the governor, you know, the president of the United States. Everybody I came in contact with was a believer. But when I got to college, I met some atheists. We talked, and I understood that it was an option, that you didn't have to believe that stuff.
Understood. Okay. So we've got about a minute before we go to break. Do you have anything you want to add, Justin? Or?
So basically you're blaming it on your liberal education?
Yes. Well, actually, I'll blame it on my girlfriend.
Okay. All right. Now we're getting into some real talk. All right. So we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. If you got a question or you want to get in on the conversation, 865-888-TALK. Don't go anywhere, though. We'll be right back.
Green seagull turned a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun.
Knox Cleaning Company is a family-owned and operated business. Always has been, always will be. Knox Cleaning Company specializes in every variety of cleaning. Residential, commercial, industrial sites, exterior, or interior. Owner Angela Smitty takes pride in forming relationships with her company's clients built on trust and her company's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Give Knox Cleaning Company a call today and see what a difference it can make for you. 865-256-5875. That's 865-256-5875. You can also find out more by visiting KnoxCleaningCompany.com.
Financial advice you can understand on The Dave Ramsey Show.
Everything I'm telling you to do, I have either done or would do if I woke up in your shoes. Because I want to always be consistent to not ask you to do or tell you to do or give you advice to do something that I wouldn't do if I were in your exact place. In that situation, how would I handle that situation if I could talk to the Dave who didn't know what the Dave now knows?
Weekday afternoons, 2 to 4.
Talk Radio 92.3 and AM 760. Talk you can trust.
I remember a time when, as a young man, my father was out of work. Our family was struggling. One day, the door opened, and in came the neighbors with boxes and boxes of food. Doug Elkins here to tell you about my friends at FMT, Farmers Mutual of Tennessee Insurance. Where you'll still find neighbors helping neighbors, that's because Farmers Mutual Insurance is owned and operated by the policyholders. That means serving your best interests is their only focus. FMT provides quality, affordable insurance for your home, mobile home, church, and in my case, they covered my farm and rental properties for years. As a policyholder, I know FMT is there for me, especially when the unexpected occurs. Give FMT, Farmers Mutual of Tennessee, a call today and see what a difference FMT can make for you. 523-5153, that's 523-5153, or go online at fmtinsurance.com. Shared purpose, mutual values, FMT.
Hey folks, this is Dave Ramsey, and I've got some great information on where you need to keep your hard-earned money. First Choice Community Credit Union. Since 1934, First Choice Community Credit Union has been providing quality financial services to its members. My friends at First Choice are a not-for-profit financial cooperative, meaning it's owned by and operated for the sole benefit of its members. First Choice offers all the services that you need, like savings, checking, online services, and more, all with minimal fees and competitive rates. So if you're looking for a friendly, down-to-earth, hard-working financial institution, you know, that kind of place you can still go in and talk face-to-face, then give them a call, 637-0112, or check out all the excellent online services at firstchoiceccu.org. First Choice Community Credit Union. Financial solutions for your financial success. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Speak your mind. Letter
from the FMT Insurance Studios of Talk Radio 92.3 and AM 760.
Bundle up. It's going to be a cold night ahead with lows dropping in the mid to upper 20s by sunrise. Tomorrow should bring some more sunshine. We're up near 50. Clouds increase late in the day. There could be some showers late Friday night. And then a best chance for rain over the weekend is probably going to come our way on Sunday, even though some scattered showers are possible Saturday. Highs in the 50s for the weekend. The Downtown Knoxville Boat Show now underway. Sponsored by your local Ford dealers, it's at the Downtown Knoxville Convention Center through Sunday. From the Six Storm Team, I'm Chief Meteorologist Matt Hinken for the East Tennessee Weather Network.
Speak your mind with Speaking Freely on Talk Radio 92.3 and AM 760.
Blah, blah, blah!
Call the Pure Magic Hotline at 865-888-TALK.
It's 7:35 p.m. and you're listening to Speaking Freely, broadcasting live from the FMT Insurance Studios here in Knoxville. We're on Knoxville Talk 92.3 FM, AM 760, WETR. Always taking your calls. Pure Magic Hotline is open, at least for the next 15 minutes, at 865-888-TALK, 865-888-255. You can always tweet us, Speak Freely TN, or you can check out our live stream on Facebook. We got video going from the studio and Speaking Freely.
Check out Josh's Lane DeGeneres haircut.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Ellen DeGeneres.
Sorry. Yeah, you were close on that one.
I was.
I'm getting my Ellen DeGeneres haircut cut this week. You know that.
Yes. I can't wait. You're going to get like a mohawk or something? Or
yeah,
all the kids are doing
I've
it
I've got
these
all
days.
This hair. I've got to do something with it now, you know.
Put it in a man bun.
That's what my brother does, and, you know, he can pull it off pretty well. I can't pull it off. There's no way. There's no way.
No,
I can't do
not.
The man bun. That's just a little bit too crazy for me.
Yeah. You look, yeah, no, it would be more 12-year-old lesbian of you.
Exactly. Make me look younger. Yeah. But we've got Mr. Larry Rhodes in studio. He's the founder of the Atheist Society in Knoxville, and he runs a show called the Digital Free Thought Radio Hour. Thanks for sticking through the break.
Well, sure. Happy to.
Yeah, man. So I'm not sure exactly where we left off. I'm not sure if you had anything you wanted to add there, because I've got a list of questions we can start going
well,
through.
Well, I'd like to tell a little bit about the outreach program we're trying to do right now.
Atheist Society specifically?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Atheist Society and the Rationalists of East Tennessee. I think in connection with the Sunday Assembly, we might want to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a food outreach package event. It's going to provide all the ingredients and packaging materials that we put them together. Mm. For every dollar we raise, we will be able to put four meals into our local food banks. And we're trying to raise $2,500 so that 10,000 meals can be stored, given to the Knoxville area food banks.
So if somebody wants to go support that, where do they go?
Well, first of all, they'd probably need to talk to somebody at RET.
Okay.
And for that, they'd go to rationalist.org, or the Atheist Society of Knoxville is at knoxvilleatheist.org.
Okay.
And they'll give you contact information there.
Awesome. Yeah, and I'm really glad to see you guys doing really positive stuff for the community. I mean, I think we were talking a little bit about this offline. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, I've considered myself an agnostic atheist for now, gosh, eight-ish years. Well, we can get into that one a little later.
Yeah, well, happy to.
Yeah. But, you know.
Josh and I have been having that conversation for like 4 years.
Oh, man.
I'm so tired.
Every
of it.
Time I get Justin in my house, if we have more than four or five beers, we always get into the agnostic atheist.
They address two separate things. Agnosticism address knowledge or claimed knowledge. Atheism or theism address beliefs.
Right.
Now, I don't know that there's not a God out there somewhere, maybe on the 10th galaxy over, maybe there's
sure.
a God there. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure there are no gods of any kind, so I'm an agnostic.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in any, so I'm an atheist.
But the declarative right. statement disregards the...
What declarative what statement know, that I
that
made?
That you don't believe. No, not believing is
declaring... I don't believe. Okay. I know. Look, I'm the only person on this planet that knows my belief status right. on any particular question,
right?
I don't have a belief in God, and by dictionary definition, I'm an atheist.
Right.
Okay. But that's all I'm saying.
Right. Like you say, I'm so sick of this conversation.
Yeah, we've had this like dozens of times at this point. I consider myself the same because I guess here's my point. And to add to what you're saying there, Larry, I personally do not know, right? I don't
right.
have the means mm-hmm. to know whether there's a God or not.
That's agnosticism.
And I'm not making any claims about it either.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not saying whether it's one way or the other. I'm mm-hmm. saying that it's up in the air. Now, personally, when I look at the state of reality, and when I look at a lot of the suffering that goes on mm-hmm. in the world, and when I look at a lot of what I think is the perceived evil, I say, well, you know, my internal beliefs is, or my leaning is, there probably isn't a deity. It doesn't look as though that is
that's
acting
epistemic
in the world.
Atheism.
Dig into it.
It's what people called that idea prior to writing it off as agnostic. See, to me, for as a lay person, I'm not an English major or any of that stuff, but I mean, you got two words that are derived from Greek, is the prefix in both. A means without. Theist means God. The other one means knowledge. So if you're making a claim that there's no God, then
no, that's
atheist.
Not your theism means belief in God. Atheism means no belief in God. It's
right.
Not making a claim about no God.
But you're
it's a belief.
If you're making
claim.
A claim, right? But if you're making a claim that I don't believe that God exists,
yes,
then you are saying, despite what knowledge you may or may not have, that God doesn't exist.
No, I'm saying I don't believe that God exists. That's all I'm saying. I'm not making any claims about God's existence or not.
But it's inherently improvable,
yeah.
Right?
And like I say, the only people who know what you believe is the person you're talking to.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So this is a question that comes up a lot when we talk to people who are non-religious, and this is what I get asked a lot is, where, if you're non-religious, if you don't have the Bible as a background, where do you think morals come from?
Morals? Morals are a societal contract that you make with your fellow man. If you don't want to have somebody steal from you or lie to you or kill you, you make a contract with that person and say, I won't kill you, you won't kill me. And we build societies on that. And all you really got to do to make a good moral or ethical decisions in this life is to have human compassion and empathy. Once you have those, then you'll be able to make some pretty good going forward decisions about the day-to-day ethical choices you have to make.
Understood. I mean, you can look at, Justin, you want to jump in real quick?
I was going to say, using our president as a really great example of a firm Christian believer who's not morally bankrupt or a moral relativist because he bases everything on God, supposedly. Mm-hmm. Not too long ago, we were talking about nuking 8 million people for no good reason. The idea on that was that it was for the greater good. In fact, Lindsey Graham came out 2 days ago and said that war with North Korea would be worth it in the long run because of the security situation it would bring after that was over. So that type of moral relativism clouds the idea of what is a good, a noble, caring about
okay,
humanity
so
kind
you,
of.
You get you idea. Obviously get your morals from the Bible, I assume.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, okay. Try.
Well,
I'm not saying
you.
I'm
you
perfect.
Think that we should kill homosexuals?
Absolutely not.
You think we should kill people who get divorces or untrue?
I'm Christian, not Jewish.
No.
Jesus said, "Let he among you without sin cast the first
stone." He also said, "I came to. I did not come to change a single jot or tittle of the old law. He came to support it."
He also said that the law itself is the reason that sin is here, in Romans.
Sin.
Yes, sin is. The law did nothing but show man its sin. It was not the law itself could not make one sin free. Jesus
okay.
came and said,
let's talk about Jesus then. Do you think that we should love our enemies? Do you think we should?
I do.
We should take and throw away all of our weaponry?
I don't own a gun.
So that's the distinction I wanted to make, Larry.
It will make you a permanent victim.
I'm not a Republican. I actually am a pacifist Christian that fears God, not Muslims.
Justin, to your point, so we were talking about Lindsey Graham, right, with North Korea.
Yeah.
So, you know, under Christian law, to add to what Larry's saying here, there is no, justifiable means for war. I mean, it is to say,
right.
What did Christ say? Turn the other cheek. When you're, you know,
right.
You get, So I guess that's what I want to understand. When I talk to Christians, I've never met a Christian that says war is wrong or immoral. They always have a moral justification.
All this stuff with Islam, for example, or Christians failing to be good Christians, because the reality is the policies that we talk about and the solutions that get proposed are all 100% based on fear. The Bible plainly tells you to fear only God. So if you're making policies based on fear of Muslims, you are obviously disobeying God.
What if you're making policies based on the threat of violence against you? So I guess North Korea being a great example with them threatening us.
You have a defensive posture. If you are attacked, you defend yourself.
But see, Christ himself said to turn the other cheek. There was never, and I say
and
the only...
love your enemy.
And to love your enemy
on
as you
love
yourself.
On a societal level, if you are the person that is in charge of protecting these people, your sheep, your flock, whatever.
Right.
You have a duty to those people. So as a society, when society comes together, you have a defensive posture, and if you are attacked, you get to respond.
But see, and again, you feel free to chime in, Larry. I see that as inherently in opposition to Christian teachings. Because Christian teaching, when I think you take it to an extreme, it's pacifism.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the people that say that they get their morals from the Bible, you know, you quickly find out that they say, well, I support this. I don't really support that. This is the New Testament. This is what I support. I don't support the stuff in the Old Testament. They're using an independent moral system, their own moral system, to judge the things that in the Bible that they want to support versus what they don't support.
By the act of saying that the Old Testament
is wrong. Slavery. I mean, Jesus didn't say anything against slavery. But, I mean, he even told you how you can mark your slaves and how they should obey their masters.
Yeah. Jesus said how you can mark your slaves?
Well, he said that slaves should obey their masters.
Sure.
Now, what I'm saying is that you're using an independent moral system of your own to judge the things in the Bible that are good or bad. So you're not actually getting your morals from the Bible.
I disagree. For the example that you just said on treating your slaves well, for example, slavery was an institution that was there in this current time. That's the way the culture was.
Is God not eternal? Is his moral system not eternal?
Yes.
How can he say it in the Old Testament and Jesus is the same God in the New Testament?
And
then change his mind?
And no, there's no, we got a break.
Yeah, hold that thought. We're going to come back. I think we're on to actually a pretty good topic here. 865-888-TALK. If you want to get in on the conversation.
Yeah, 10 minutes left, right?
The line is only open for 4 more minutes. We'll be right back.
Make life better with a pet from Petland. That's right, we're the pet store that actually has pets. Puppies, kittens, birds, hamsters, tropical fish, whatever you're looking for. And the better choice in a pet for your life is here at Petland. Visit Petland in Knoxville today. Kingston Pike near Cedar Bluff in the Home Depot Shopping Center. 766-2828.
Hi, my friend. This is Alan Diskin. Boy, oh boy, working as a radio broadcaster and then going out to see clients keeps me busy all day and many nights, too. I need a good night's sleep and a great comfortable mattress, which can make all the difference in the world. I bought a new mattress at a super low price from Mattress Depot. Their prices are up to 70% lower than you'll find in any other store. Guaranteed. Mattress Depot will beat any competitor's bona fide price no matter what. They are locally owned and operated in Knoxville at 9057 Middlebrook Pike and in Merrillville at 2525 East Broadway Avenue. Mattress Depot picks up your old mattress and they'll set up your new mattress. Their business is mattresses and only mattresses. Check out their ridiculously low prices on Sealy as well as Stearns & Foster. Visit their website at mattressdepotshop.com or call them at 865-888-888. 1285. 865-888-1285. Mattress Depot for super low prices.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business, nimble business, dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Ooma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. But all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit Ooma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Ooma, the phone your small business deserves.
Every weekday, start your day with local news you can trust from the WATE 6 on Your Side news team.
Well, we are staying on top of breaking news this morning.
Weekday mornings at 6, it's Good Morning Tennessee.
We have live team coverage right now.
And weekday evenings at 6, WATE 6 on Your Side news at 6.
Hey, we're on your side right now watching that morning drive. A lot of you getting ready to head out the door here the next few moments.
Local news you can trust. A partnership with WATE 6 on Your Side news and Talk Radio 92.3 and AM 760.
The Pure Magic Hotline is open for you to speak freely.
865-888-TALK.
Talk Radio 92.3 and AM 760.
Welcome back. It's 7:50 p.m. and you're listening to Speaking Freely, broadcasting live from the FMT Insurance Studios here in Knoxville. We're on Knoxville Talk 92.3 FM, AM 760 WETR. We've got a Twitter account if you want to tweet us, SpeakFreelyTN. We've got a Facebook stream, Speaking Freely. I'm joined today by Mr. Larry Rhodes, founder of the Atheist Society of Knoxville. Thanks again for sticking through break.
Sure. Yeah.
We've got Mr. Justin Cornett here and obviously myself, Joshua Eckel. Before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about kind of the way that atheists see morality. Mm-hmm. And we were onto a little bit of a discussion I thought that was going in an interesting direction regarding the origin of morality. And I wanted to ask you, Justin, a question about what we were talking about before. You said that, you know, that Christians derive their moral code from the Bible, right? And one thing that I never really understood about that argument is that, you know, if they believe that morality is exclusive to Christianity, then why do we see the same kind of moral characteristics in other societies? Do you have a thought on that?
I don't believe that God would aim for one particular group of people and single them out as better than everybody else on the planet. So to me, it's 100% natural that you hear some of the same messages over a lot of the same religions, because the core of Christianity is the golden rule. Treat others as if how you would want to be treated.
Even Confucius said that you shouldn't treat people the way you don't like to be treated. An earlier version. But a lot of religions will take good passages, good things and stuff, and incorporate them into the religion in order to be able to sell them as a moral basis and get people to join them.
Yeah, understood.
Kind of like Scientology does.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people do that
sure.
in a lot of ways.
Sure.
We can keep digging into this. If you guys, I know we have a couple more minutes before we have to go back. But Justin, do you have anything you wanted to add? Larry, do you guys have anything you want to add here?
I'm good.
Okay.
Segue.
You guys are good? Okay.
Segue away.
So the last thing I wanted to talk about before we go is the Rationalists of East Tennessee. So
right.
Mm-hmm. They were in the news earlier in the week, or actually I think it was last month, about there was a couple different instances. There was a KPD letter where they had scriptures.
Right.
That they
had it up inside the police department.
Right.
Where people who come into the police department, public and stuff, would get the impression that if they weren't Christian, they may not get as good a shift, you know, from the police department as if they were Christian, because it was blatantly Christian banner.
Understood. So Rationalists of East Tennessee, they filed a complaint, right?
They did.
They did. Mm-hmm. So what is their logic behind doing that? And
so many people, when they hear about these lawsuits and complaints that they're like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the Rationalists of East Tennessee, file on behalf of the citizens of that area, will think, you know, why are they trying to bother our people? Why are they sticking their nose into our works? Well, it's not them sticking their nose in. It's local people who are contacting them saying, we need help with these issues.
Right.
Because
they're in Michigan, right?
Right. Okay. They're in Michigan.
Okay.
But these issues are against the law. And that's why when you get into this type of lawsuit, they invariably lose. You have to ask your Christian listeners, why do they invariably lose? Is because the laws are on the side of the people who say that there's no place for religious messages in government institutions. Because once the government starts taking sides on which religion you should be, well, then it's going to alienate a lot of people out there who are not part of that religion or
sure.
part of any religion.
Sure. Justin, do you got something you want to add on this?
I mean, Thomas Jefferson held church inside the Capitol when he was president with rotating ministers to accommodate all religions. The founders themselves didn't have it in their heads to abolish religion from the public sector.
No.
That didn't start until FDR decided he needed to pack the court to get the New Deal done, so he got Hugo Black.
Do you ever wonder why they didn't?
A KKK justice that didn't like Catholics, and that's why we have the separation of church and state as it is today.
No, the reason we have that, the United States didn't pick an official religion, is because the churches themselves did not want them to pick an official religion. They knew that if they picked one, it would probably be the Congregationalists. And if the Congregationalists got in, then the other churches would be kicked out, or at least stand a chance of being suppressed.
Understood.
And that's, I mean, the churches today don't seem to understand that little problem.
Well, I mean, if you've got a church that is, if you've got a scripture from the Bible, you've got 400 different denominations with, you know, 100 different interpretations right. mm-hmm. of that one particular piece of scripture.
And that's just
so
Christian.
To say that one particular piece of scripture is kind of requiring people to feel neglected by society, I feel like is a big time stretch. I mean, you know, when I was coming up, it was sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Nowadays, it seems like the only thing that hurts worse than words is AR-15 bullets.
That's a quote.
I didn't follow that.
Yeah, I didn't follow that second part either.
Everybody gets butt hurt by things that get said all day long.
Well, and see, I know I lean on Larry's side here. I mean, I think that the reason, again, I have no problem if somebody wants to put up, you know, the Ten Commandments in their house or put it up mm-hmm. in their business. I think that's fine. Right. It's when you have it in a public institution.
Now, let's make a distinction here between public. Public, I mean, there are people who buy land and make parks and it's privately owned, but they turn it over to the public and say this, you know, you can have this land and you can do what you want to it. They can even turn it over to churches. That's fine. But when the government owns the land and puts a sign up saying we're Christian, then you've got people like Muslims and Hindus and Sikhs and all kinds of other people that look at that and say, the government I live under.
Pay taxes to.
And when I'm pulled over, they're going to see a symbol of Islam on the back of my car. And if they've got In God We Trust on their car, you know, am I going to get a fair shake?
Right.
You know? I mean, but you could ask that same question if you're a black person and gets pulled over by a white officer. I mean, that seems like...
Well, we can't really change the race of the people involved, but we can certainly change the...
Beliefs of the people?
No, the expression of those beliefs under the law.
Understood. Well, Larry, I wish we had more time because sure. I feel like we sit here. We've got about a minute and a half. I wanted to ask you one more time for our listeners to help you out with the drive you were doing. Can sure. you give them the details on that one more time?
I can tell you what we're doing. I was really hoping that Alistair would be here and be able to give the details.
Sure.
All I've got is what we're doing. We're trying to raise $2,500 so that for every dollar we raise, we're going to create four meals and put them into the Knoxville food banks.
Okay.
The actual event is going to be later on in the year. It's going to be like April, I believe. And if you want to try to find out more, go to rationalist.org or KnoxvilleAtheist.org and try to contact one of us and see if we can give you some more information.
Awesome, Larry. Again, thank you for joining
sure.
us. If you want to learn more about Larry's show and his Free Thought Radio Hour, it's digitalfreethought.com. Definitely a great show. Check that out. I just want to remind everybody as well, we're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 6:30 p.m. Miss Jerry Voluntary will be here on Monday to host the show. You can check out our website, speakingfreely.live, if you want to listen to our old episodes. If you want to support the show financially, you can give money on Patreon, patreon.com/speakingfreely. But I'm going to go have a beer and enjoy my weekend, and I hope you two do the same.
Jason Pye next Tuesday.
Jason Pye will be here next Tuesday. Thanks again, guys, for coming in. Have a fantastic night, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
If you love someone to love, but it's all.